This is a podcast where Jeffrey dies.
This is a podcast where I play Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, no, it's not. It's not that podcast.
That'd be fun.
That's a different podcast.
We should do that one.
We should Smash sometime, Bros? Maybe. Someday. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to Make Believe Heroes, an actual play, 5th edition Dungeons & Dragons Adventure for
everyone.
Everyone.
Unless you're 17.
Except 17-year-olds.
Unless you're 17, at which point, hang up or turn it off, whatever it is. You're on the call with us.
They are on the call with us, Paul.
Hey, thank you so much for joining us. This is a little, it may seem like maybe we're a little, I'm a little off my game right now. Well, that's because this is the first time we've done this in legit almost 2 months. It actually may have been 2 months. I'm not sure what the last day
Long
was.
A long time ago.
It was in August.
84
Galaxy
years.
Far, far away.
What's my character's name again?
Kreese. It's been a long time. So we, you know, that.
Here we are.
That scene at the end of the last episode that was kind of like a cliffhanger. We've been hanging on to that cliff for a long time, is all I'm saying. My arms are tired. We're ready to get to some Dungeons and Dragons. But first, I'm joined today by some friends and pals of mine.
Hey, guys. It's Jeremy, and I play Blaze Blightwood.
Hey.
I'm Jeffrey, and I play two different people.
What?
It's true.
Whoa.
Holy cow.
Who are those people?
Sir Vance Off the Wall and Joe Mama.
Mama!
Mama.
I'm Alan, and I play Jim, I guess, but also maybe Brackle, but I don't know about that.
Nobody knows about Brackle.
Nobody knows.
Oh, I know.
Hey, I'm Felicia, and I play Professor Margaret Cavendish, also known as Meg.
Meg.
My name is Zach, and I play Chris.
Hi, my name is Caleb, and I play Kellen.
And together, our powers combined, we are...
Make believe heroes.
Make believe smeros. And we're going to play some Dungeons and Dragons. But first, a couple things we need to take care of up front.
Please.
It's been a long time, but we've got some quick reviews to put out here into the wild. Felicia, you want to read this one?
Into the unknown.
You want to read this one?
Sure. Wow.
Ready?
Yeah.
This. All right. First review. This one actually comes from all the way in Canada, believe it or not.
Wow.
Or some would call it Canada.
Oh, cool. Written by. Hell's Bells?
Hell's Bells 82.
Hell's Bells 82.
Yeah.
Love the podcast. 5 stars.
5 stars.
Yeah, boy.
Awesome.
Whoa.
4 exclamation points.
Yeah, we also think you're awesome, Hell's Bells.
Hell's Bells.
Thank you for the 5-star review. We appreciate it.
Yeah.
You know what? You say, well, that was a short review, a few words, but you know what? It was the quality of the review that mattered.
I loved
mattered.
It. Hell's Bells, you are the wing beneath our wind. Other way.
Nah, you had it right. Don't worry.
You are the wind beneath our wings.
In lieu of a second review, I'm going to read a kind of review. We actually received this as an email from Yona Weiss. And I don't know if I'm saying that correctly or not. Apologize if I'm not. I think that's right. Yona Weiss. The email was titled, in all caps, "Please make more. Am addicted. My self-esteem needs you to read this. This is a wonderful podcast where Paul tries to kill everyone, and they should have been able to fly the boat in the desert."
Yeah, boy.
"I happen to suck at technology and can't figure out how to write a review, so you'll just have to read this. Your existence is validated in this cruel world we call life." To quote Doctor Who, fantastic. And then in quotes, "Please don't spoil any Doctor Who. I only just finished the 9th Doctor, Christopher Eccleston. Please make more. I'm so addicted, can't get enough. Please read this on the show. My self-esteem needs it." Andre Leagallo, reporting live from Israel, quotes, "I'm a Jew." Parentheses, "I'm a Jew." And then the last parentheses, "Also, Jeremy, there are 3 planetary objects in episode 4, A New Hope, or so I hope."
You are incorrect.
The judge has spoken incorrect. Thank you so much. And Andre Leagallo is what I've got here in the message. The emails from Yona Weiss. I'm not sure which
one
it is, but I'm going to go with Andre Leagallo. Thank you so much for the letter. Now your review is made public because we read it on the show.
And we love it.
We love it. We love you. Thank you for listening, for all of your support, and our prayers go to you. all the way over there in Israel.
Yep.
So
consider your self-esteem boosted.
Yeah, I hope that helped your self-esteem.
Ooh, bam.
That's why we're here. One more quick thing. We need to give a shout out to one of our favorites, one of our patrons, whom we love. We love them dearly. And this week, our Patreon shout out goes to Caleb Joshua Store. Also known as Praise Kid. Also known as Praise Kid on the Discord. Thank you so much, Caleb.
You're awesome.
Praise the Kid.
Also known as Joe.
Joe Mama.
Mama.
Your support means the world to us, and we're so glad that you have joined us.
We love you.
All right, let's get started with the rolling of the giant blue D20.
Roll it, I dare you.
Let's go.
Oh, that's good.
Well, it's definitely a three.
Yes.
Definitely a three.
What kind of three?
So that means Brackle's going to die in this episode.
No.
Let's roll like that for the rest of the session.
All right, let's talk about
what
happened last time
on Dragon Ball Z
on Make Believe Heroes. Last time, our heroes finally reunited.
Took long enough.
They came together in the ballroom there in the building of the Elder Conclave, where they've been hosting a grand dinner for all of the teachers and who's who of Vent Haven and the College of Vent Haven. But while they were there, outside the city, things were going awry. Joseph, Blaze, Brackle, Kellen, and crew were trying to make their way to the Elder Conclave, but they had to go through a strange fog where people were losing their minds, turning against one another. The very guards from the Protectors Guild were turning on them and trying to kill them. They couldn't pass through the Arcane Bead. They had blocked everything out of the city, but finally, they persevered. Flying through the streets of Vent Haven, they did notice that things seemed to be a little off. The buildings held up by the magic of the Lantern Prevalian were faltering.
Bum, bum, bum.
But finally, they burst through the doors into the hall of the Great Ballroom, where Blaze announced, "There are enemies upon us," just as a number of startling and interesting things occurred. Jim Aliel Karth appeared.
Troll in the dungeon.
What's up, Jim?
All of the heroes back together, a reuniting of Jim and Vance.
Hey.
But as they were questioned by Marleyan, "What are you doing here? Who are you? Why are you here?" a plot was revealed as shadow poured forth from the very bodies of the Elder Conclave, and they turned and began to attack the heroes and anyone else in the room. But the heroes fought valiantly, defeated them, banished the shadows, or so they thought. Just as they dealt the last blow, the strange woman that Joseph and crew found at sea crawled down on to the marble floors of the ballroom, her hands soaking in the inky shadow of these villains. And as they did, she summoned forth a great whirlwind, a twirling, whirling wind of blackness, of shadow, of inky darkness, and it swirled up like a great tornado, and then crashing down, it settled into the form of an enormous, black, shadowy dragon. Oh, yeah, there was one more thing that happened.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, what was the other thing that happened?
What happened?
What happened?
The orange Dracon.
Joseph heard a voice.
Oh, what? Yeah.
In his mind saying, "Captain, he is awake."
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Who's awake?
Oh, I got a couple guesses.
The Shade.
Marleyan lies dead.
Oh.
On the floor.
Oh.
She's dead?
Her blood is pooled around her. And behind her, on probably toward the back of this great ballroom, and just for a quick reminder, there were a number of tables set up where people were, these tall tables where people could stand or sit on high back chairs. Many of them have been blown over or blown apart or sent flying. But in the back of the room now, there stands a figure.
What kind of figure?
This woman. Before her, on the ground, is, like I said, the dead form of Marleyan.
Oh my gosh.
You all spot this, but as you do, before you can react, the dragon with two great flaps of its wings, a tornado of smoke and shadow and inky blackness twirling around, it actually lifts each of you up off of the floor and blows you back away from her.
Oh my gosh. Away from...
From her.
from the girl who
forward
made
toward
it.
The entrance to the ballroom.
Holy cow.
Can you all see the map now?
Yes. I can see the map.
Well, here's what you see. You see the woman standing there. She looks different. Now, Joseph, you and the crew that have been caring for her, the robe that you all had put on to her is completely shredded, and it is laying at her feet on the floor. She's a ragged figure. Her hair is flowing around her as if she were submerged in, like, shifting water. Her arms are raised up to shoulder height, her forearms turned down and her hands bent at the wrist, kind of like this. Her fingers are shrunken and blackened with inky shadow. Her eyes are sunken and dark as midnight. The robe she was wearing is shredded in pieces, now lying around her feet, and her body is covered with a flowing darkness.
Mm.
It's eking out from these black markings that are deep set in her arms, her neck, her legs. And with a rasping breath, she speaks toward the shamble of heroes before her. The world is breaking. He returns to finish what he started. I have brought death to your lands, to your people, but I did not expect. And she pauses, her eyes turned upward toward the slithering dragon of pure shadow hovering over her. Its great maw leans down and purrs toward her, and she smiles. Death was already here.
What?
And the darkness follows. There is a resounding boom echoing across the ballroom as the doors at the back of the room are completely blown apart. Some civilians who are still trying to get out are sent flying back into the room. Cries of pain ring out from. And marching in through the broken doorways come a number of Venthaven soldiers, bearing the mark of the Protector's Guild. Their eyes are dull, their jaws slack. They hold their weapons at attention as they mark forward, cutting through every soul in their path. Halifel turns to you, Margaret. Are you all right? What are we going to do? All these people.
I don't know, but we're going to have to fight.
At that moment, the Archmage comes stumbling towards you. He's bloodied. His arm is torn open, his right arm.
You're right. Halifel, we must get everyone out. But I was able to resist the shadow. It killed Marlene. I don't know what this was. This was some sort of a test. Some sort of, not a test, a trick. But we must try to get everyone out, all right? Come, Halifel and I, we will get everyone out of here that we can. Margaret, you stay with these and do as you must.
I will. We've been attacked from the inside.
Halifel turns, he grabs you and pulls you in to a hug quickly.
Be safe, Margaret.
You too.
He kisses you on the forehead and then turns and quickly follows after his grandfather.
Margaret just watches him run out and then just kind of shakes her head and gets back into the fight.
Here's what we're going to do. We're going to roll new initiatives.
Okay.
Well, I'm in the air, so I can be wherever I want.
Do you remember where you were?
You all get blown back, Jeffrey. You get knocked to the floor when you get blown back. Now, you can take back up off in the air when it's your turn. And you guys are just kind of spread around through here, blown about, pretty close to one another. Did you all roll your initiatives?
I got a 215.
All right.
A natural one.
Do you want me to roll for Brackle or just Jim?
Just Jim. I'll take care of Brack.
I got a natural 20. Bup, 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 bup.
Shut up, Jay, boy.
Natural 20.
Natural 20, baby. All right. 15 on Meg. Who, what about Savance?
10.
10 total?
10.
I got a 10.
Okay. Linnaeus.
8.
So the first thing that is going to happen is you're all prone.
Oh,
no.
Gosh, Paul.
That's stupid.
Can I be not prone?
That is typically what happens.
I need strength saving throws from everyone.
Oh, poop stick.
Poop stick. You gotta love a poop stick, you know.
Mine's a stoop pick.
19.
I need 18 or higher.
No.
Give me a
check.
I got a 7.
I got a 6. 100.
I got a 4.
I'm going to use Indomitable and re-roll my saving throw.
Okay. I see Vance got a 19.
Technically, it's a 21.
Oh, my gosh.
Blaze, it's worse.
Because I got +2 on saves.
Okay. I need you to roll for Charlie.
Oh, okay.
So.
Thanks. Okay, good.
There you go.
Yeah.
Anyone, while I'm conscious, Servants, I grant all friendly creatures within 10 feet a +2 bonus to all saving throws. So if anyone is within 10 feet of me, then.
How close am I?
Blaze, I would say. Margaret, Jim, Guy.
That still only gives me a 9.
Kellen, I don't think it's going to give anybody a success, is it?
Chris, jump
Chris,
on it.
It'll give Chris a success. So here's what needs to happen. What happens is the dragon slams down onto the ground behind the woman.
Was that blowing a magical effect or a spell?
No. It was literal physical. It was just physical winds. Everyone with an 18 or higher, you're okay. Anyone under that, 17 or lower, you become restrained when the dragon crashes onto the ground, a wave of shadow goes out from him and basically fills the entire room. It goes out. The entire room becomes difficult terrain. There are little black tendrils leaking up off of the floor toward you, inky shadows. And all of you with under an 18 get grabbed by them, like vines wrapped around your legs, and you are restrained.
Even better.
If you end your turn inside the difficult terrain, at the beginning of your next turn, you have to make another strength saving throw or be restrained.
Oh, wow.
Dude, that's PPK.
Have you tried not being mean to us?
And that makes your speed a 0. Attacks against you have advantage. Your attacks have disadvantage. And you have disadvantage on dexterity saving throws.
And prone's just we have to use our movement to get up.
Prone, you have to spend half your movement
half
to stand
your
up.
Move.
Yep. Now that that is taken care of, Blaze,
are you
restrained?
I'm restrained.
Okay.
I'm going to immediately call upon the power of my greatsword to glow with the bright light of radiant energy.
Okay. And real quick, describe again what that does.
He is restrained. He had a sword in his hand. You just see his grip change on it. And it's like a, not orange, it's a yellow. It's a yellow heavenly light. Starts at the hilt and races up the blade.
Okay. And it shines out from you, right?
Yes, it does.
How far? I'm going to say 15 feet out from you. So it's a 15-foot radius centered on you, which is 30 feet, but at the center of you. You notice as that radiant light shines out that the inky blackness around your feet runs away from the light.
Huh, good.
So if anyone within 15 feet of Blaze, the inky blackness that is restraining and holding you releases. It almost makes a little bit of a skittering noise as it goes away from you.
I'll release.
So Chris, Kellen, Vance, and Margaret, you're in the light right now. Now it's your turn, Blaze. You spent half your move to stand up. You're no longer restrained. Isn't that nice?
That's good.
What are you going to do?
So, just the shadow itself, it isn't connected to anything like it was when we fought it with Invarga, right?
You're talking about the dragon thing?
Yeah, is the dragon just loose?
No, it pulled out of Margaret and everyone else pulled together, and she, juiced it. The woman juiced it, and now it is its own thing.
I'm going to move. Half my speed is how many feet? 30?
Half your speed's 30, so half will be 15.
Man, oh. That's just 3 squares?
Basically, yeah. That's about 15 feet right there. Now, if you go there, Brackle is there. And by the way, you notice a lump of inky blackness as you begin to walk toward them. And it moves and writhes. And it's just a glob of blackness, black inkiness right now. Like a pulsing black glob.
So I spent a move action.
You've moved.
I could burn an action surge to move again.
Uh-huh.
Then I could go into bonus actions on attack on the dragon.
What kind of bonus action can you do as an attack?
I don't think I can. I think if I use my action surge that it would just move me up next to the dragon.
I think if you're trying to get up on the dragon this time, you'd have to use something ranged.
I can do that. I have a crossbow, light crossbow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like he's got a great sword, but under his hand he's got one of those small maneuverable ones. He's just gonna point that at her and Spider-Man web shoot a bolt at it, I guess.
Okay, roll it.
It's a natural 1.
Okay. So that's a very unfortunate. I'm really sorry about that.
I'm sure you are.
You reach up with your hand to shoot. And, you know, typically the way we would play this is a natural one's going to end your turn anyway. So that's going to keep you from using a second attack, which actually kind of works out perfectly because the next in the initiative order is the big black glob on the ground. And as you reach up with your crossbow to fire at it, the black inkiness just leaps up from right next to you. It leaps up, and these multiple like tentacles of inkiness come flying out of its back. Think like sort of Venom slash Dr. Octopus style. And they start jabbing toward you. And it's going to get one freebie
out of the
natural one. No, out of the glob on the ground. Oh, no. It's vaguely humanoid. It rolled a natural 20.
Oh, my.
Nice. I want nothing more but for you to attack with the best you have.
The glob jumps up like a humanoid, leaps at you, and these tentacles come out of its back, two of them, and stab into you.
Holy cow.
So that's 22 piercing damage in total from the tentacle things.
Is that a melee attack?
Yeah, basically. But it's not. It's a tentacle attack. Yeah, black inky tentacles. They stab four quick stabs into your chest. Now he's going to take his turn. He swings an arm out. And when the arm comes out, there is a black inky sword in his hand.
What?
18. Does it hit your armor class?
It does hit my armor class.
Okay. That is 7 slashing damage.
Okay.
He going to do it one more again. 21, does that hit your armor class?
That does.
Well, this is really low. He rolled 5 on the damage. And then a shriek comes out of him, and like the face opens up like a big black maw and spreads, and you can see inside the thing's open maw just a glimpse of Brackle's face.
Help me.
Just his eyes, and like these splintering, like spider webby looking ink around his face, where it's basically just his eyes, and they're open.
Help me, stop me.
And then it tries to bite you on the face.
Brackle, do not bite me on the face.
Here it comes.
Oh my gosh, Paul.
Why would you do
this? It's on D&D
Beyond. I know.
Okay.
What is it?
It's a natural 20.
He rolled a nat 20.
You know, that's against the law, right?
Blaze, I love you, bro.
No, you don't.
Time for a TPK, baby.
26 damage again.
I'm going to parry that bad boy.
A platypus?
Okay, yeah, it's a good call. 26 necrotic damage.
Where?
As it bites down on your face, so parry it.
Yep, that's a D10 plus 3 off of the total.
Yeah, go ahead and roll that. Man, that was a bad round. I'm sorry for you.
So subtract 9 from that. Okay. So what's the total then?
17 necrotic damage.
Guys. Oh, finally, someone worthy of battle.
Very good. Very good indeed. Now, there is a flapping of two giant wings. The dragon takes flight.
This ain't good.
And it swoops down towards you.
Okay.
Let's see, he's hungry. Who's he coming for? Sir Vance. He swoops down towards you.
Ka-ka!
And Vance, I Ka-ka! Need you to make me a saving throw.
What kind?
Wisdom?
Wisdom.
Dang, boy, your wisdom saves good.
Yikes.
Oof. Oh, no.
That's a 11.
You're not frightened by this thing, but you are shaken by it, and for a moment, you become paralyzed with, like PTSD. A sort of PTSD as you are flashing back to the moment that something very similar and an almost identical beast did just this to you.
Mm.
And he's going to have advantage on the attack roll.
Oh, boy.
Just the first one. As he comes flying down, he is going to try and...
Don't kill me. Please don't kill me.
He's going to try and claw you. He's going to claw you. It's a good thing he's got advantage because that first one was a natural 1.
Wow.
Okay, that's better. I think that's a hit. It's definitely a hit. Way over a hit, actually. It's like a 27. So that's a hit with a claw. And he's going to come at you for some damage. 2d6s. So you take 9 plus 5. That's 14 slashing damage. And from that, you take 4 necrotic damage.
Okay.
As he passes you by, he is going to swipe at Guy Clark.
What? Not my student!
Don't you do this. Don't you do this.
Yeah, that's a dirty 30. Yeah, I think that hits. But he's not using his claw toward Guy. He's going to swipe his tail. So that's all. That is 7 on the die plus 5. That is 13 damage. 13 bludgeoning damage as he slaps Guy. And Guy needs to make a save. He succeeds. So Guy manages to stay up. Guy also managed to escape. He did not get restrained.
Good.
By the things. So those two things happen as Dragon flies by. Then he does a little whoopty-sloopty, swings over to, after smacking Guy, he's going to just kind of hover, and he's going to bring a swipe down at old Jim-a-lily, too.
Jim-a-lally.
How much?
You ready?
Yeah.
Armor class. What's your armor class?
13.
Oh, man, your armor class isn't great.
I am
yeah,
a
that
lightweight.
Is a hit.
How many?
He got a 19, so.
So 19 damage?
No, that was 19 to hit. 7 plus 5 is 12 slashing damage, and you take 5 necrotic damage.
I'm at 42 health.
Okay.
This is not fun.
I have an idea.
Yeah.
Let's start over.
Yeah. So is there a shadow connected to the person laying on the floor?
No. This dragon is completely independent. Now it is Lois's turn.
Lois Lane.
She isn't going to move right now. What she is going to do, she's going to do two things. She's going to take her turn, and then she's going to take a legendary action.
Oh, crap.
Her turn is going to be with a lightning bolt at level 3. And the lightning bolt is going to go... She's going to aim it toward Blaze. And what is the distance on a lightning bolt? It goes out from her 100 feet. So that should cover the entire building. She's going to aim it this way, so it's going to hit Blaze, Chris, and Kellen and Charlie. So I need you all to make me dexterity saving throws. It's all happening at once, guys.
We used to be friends.
Any of them are within 10 feet of Cervantes, they get a plus 2.
All of them except for Blaze are within 10 feet of you. So Chris, Kellen, y'all both get a plus 2 to your save. Keep that in mind.
This ain't going well, boys. I got a 9.
I need an 18.
Is anybody 3 points close?
Not yet. Oh, cut. Kellen just got an 18.
Hey,
hold on, Kellen.
Yeah.
Trying to decide whether inspiration will be a waste here.
Roll me another one for Charlie.
So I'm not bonus actioned. Ooh. Can I bonus action and regain some health? Second wind?
Not till it's your turn.
This is not going well.
You're right. Things are stacking up at the beginning. Hey, guys, I don't know if y'all are aware yet, but this is a very deadly encounter. Are you ready?
I think this kills me.
Chris, is that your total?
I mean, do we run?
My total was the first one. It's just it's a 6.
Okay. Kellen, that's for Charlie?
Yes.
It's only a level 3, which is still a lot, but...
You better not kill Charlie.
Worse.
I'm still low.
Charlie comes back, right?
He does. We can use him for meat.
That's right.
Kellen, you'll take half of this.
Oh, my gosh.
24 lightning damage as a bolt of lightning blasts down toward you all. Kellen, you'll take 12. Charlie also takes 24.
This isn't a thing, but I'm bloody...
Hey, just to let you know, you killed Charlie.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
What?
Bro.
Permakill.
He was already...
Is he down?
Yeah.
You messed up.
Some.
You messed up.
You messed up. Hey, Ron.
Blaze coming for you, boy.
Charlie lets out a... And then just turns into leaves. Charlie's gone.
Charlie!
She doesn't laugh. She doesn't do anything. She just has a blank, intense stare towards you all.
And that's Lucy?
Lois. We're calling her Lois. That's not her real name. That's just what we're calling her.
This will be your last day upon Manumi.
And then you all hear a rumbling and feel some shifting. And Kellen, Chris.
That's evil.
A wall. Feels like a wall. Invisible wall just kind of bumps into you guys and knocks you back 5 feet. Boom. And yeah, with that, it is now someone else's turn. Whose turn is it?
Nobody knows.
Meg, it's your turn. What's Meg going to do?
Meg's going to cry because I'm not Mogurt. Okay, so...
Got this, Meg.
I'm going to stand up because I'm still prone, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to stand up and then I'm going to go toward Lois.
Okay.
And I'm going to pull out this all-purpose tool out of don't know. I feel like I want it. I kind of want a, like a strap on the side of my leg.
Okay.
I'm going to reach down and like on my calf,
mm-hmm.
there is a like a holster and I pull out a all-purpose tool.
Uh-huh.
I'm just going to cast Firebolt with it. You see the thing kind of, it says it turns into a artisan tool. I just kind of want it to look like a sonic screwdriver.
Okay, it's a sonic screwdriver then.
So I point it at Lois,
uh-huh.
and I cast Firebolt, so lights just kind of come out of it, and then it's like, and Firebolt just hits her right
well,
in the back.
Roll it, and we'll see if it hits her.
It's a nat 20.
Nat 20, baby.
That's what we needed.
All right. So nat 20.
Nat 20. So
dirty 30.
It's technically what, 3D 10s?
3D 10.
So roll 6D 10s. It's a lot of D10s.
60 tens.
Yes.
So add six more to that. 42 damage with a firebolt, baby. Dang, girl. Very nice.
Dang.
Yes.
Yeah, boy.
Nuker.
It slaps onto the inky blackness on her chest and it sizzles. She does not react. It hurts. Like, it's not like it didn't hurt her. It totally hurt her. The damage
she
is fine.
She doesn't react.
She doesn't react to it.
She's about to react.
She is unnerving.
She's still on the ground, right?
No, she's standing on the ground, yeah.
Okay.
Is that the end of your turn? You have healing word.
Oh, I do?
You also have mass healing word.
So she's going to heal him.
Blaze. All right.
And
well,
then as she does...
Can we just roll it on here?
Yeah, you could roll it on there.
Nine.
Blaze, you have to stay strong for your daughter! And then you get healing word from that.
Healing word.
Nice.
Nine.
How much do I get?
Nine.
I'm still bloody.
Yeah, but that's, you know, every little bit helps. Guy is going to go. Guy sees his bro getting slammed by a dragon, and then he also gets hit by a dragon. But it didn't hit him near as bad. He sees Vance hurting. He is going to, first of all... So he's going to use a healing word on you, Vance. Get 11 hit points back.
Okay.
In doing so, he is going to use metamagic to twin that spell. And that means he'll also get to use it on a second target. And he's going to use that on Jim for 11 hit points.
Jim is crying.
Don't cry, Jim. Come on, guys. We've taken this thing down before. We can do it again.
Thank you, strange young man.
And then... he is going to use his action to cast a sacred flame at the woman down there, who he also, again, reliving the past. And she needs to make a save, which she will do now. She rolls very poorly.
Don't worry. Blaze is going to kill her. She hurt Charlie.
And I think that's a fail. I think she failed. So she takes 8 radiant damage.
Hey, boy.
And with that, it's Jim Alilcarth's turn.
Okay.
Don't do it, Jim.
How did you know?
You're standing right next to me.
Yeah, I'm going to cast a spell. I'm going to use my last... first, I'm going to stand up.
Mm-hmm.
And that uses half my movement. And then...
Are you restrained?
Did anybody hit me with light? I can't remember.
I don't think so.
I'll be doing a save.
Go ahead and make me a strength save right now.
Oh, well, I meant I was going to... The spell I was going to cast was going to be a save.
Oh, okay. Well, you can go ahead. That's fine. You can go ahead and do the strength save.
Okay. That's a 6 + 1, 7.
So no. You are... Yeah.
Wait, wasn't Blaze over here earlier when that happened?
He was, but if you start your turn in the blink in the ink, you're going to have to do that, so... Go ahead and tell me what I need to do for a save. Who is it for?
Okay, so I'm going to cast Synaptic Static. It's going to be my last spell slot.
Oh, no.
Great.
And I'm going to cast it in a way where it's going to... So it's a sphere, and I'm trying to cast it where it's going to hit Brackle and Lola, but not Blaze.
Well, you can do that, yeah. Just what's the range on it?
Yeah, so...
Or the area...
The area is 20 feet sphere, and it's 120 feet range. And they have to make an int saving throw and beat 17.
Okay, intelligence. So, Brackle is going to do his first.
Intelligence.
Well, actually, no, I'll have her go first. since I already have one queued up here. And she rolls a natural one!
Oh, hey, baby! Loompa, loompa, doopity doo.
That's going to be double damage on her, baby. So let me go ahead and roll. Let me roll Brackles. Brackles is an intelligence. This is a plus zero. He rolled a seven. So they both fail.
I knew my character.
Yeah, boy.
Go ahead. Now, what's the damage?
It's 8d6.
Okay, so roll that once, and that'll be for both, and then roll it a second time, and that'll get added to what she's getting, since she rolled in that one.
22.
Okay.
For the one roll.
Okay, so Brackle takes 22 damage.
Plus 16.
So 22 plus 16 is 38 damage, baby.
38. Ooh. And on top of that, a target has muddled thoughts for 1 minute. During that time, it rolls a d6 and subtracts the number rolled from all its attack rolls and ability checks, as well as its constitution saving throw to remain constant, to keep concentration. Oh, the target can make an intelligence saving throw at the end of each of its turns, ending the effect of itself on a success.
And actually, that's a good point you make, because that does break her concentration.
Yeah.
And Kellen, is it at the end of your turn, Jim?
Yeah, Jim just does that, and he says, "Tapped out."
Kellen, you feel the wall that had kind of pushed up against you and pushed you back. It completely fades as this thing goes in. So when you do notice a reaction for the first time, her head kind of throws back and she, like, her breath is caught, but she doesn't say anything. Kellen, it's your turn.
I'm going to cast Moonbeam at fourth level.
Okay, where do you want to put it?
Right on top of her.
Okay, she needs to make a save, right?
She does. She needs to make a con save.
Constitution save. I will roll that now for her.
Get it, my love.
Where's the woman?
She got a 22.
Oh my gosh.
So that's a good roll.
Yeah, she passed.
Did she take half damage?
Let's just check.
Actually, I don't even think it does it now. It says when she if she starts her turn there or enters her turn there. So it doesn't actually hurt her now. It's gonna hurt her when she starts her turn. So we'll just keep that save. But she'll take half of 4d10 when it's her turn. So keep that in mind when her turn rolls around. She will do that. Do you do anything else?
I think for right now, I'm just going to do that.
All right, Sir Vance.
Is it me?
It's your turn.
I tell you what I'm going to do.
What you're going to do?
Got to stand up. And am I in the thing?
Yeah, you got cut loose. So the blackness is now back around your feet. At the end of your turn, you'll make a strength save. We'll do that instead of the beginning, because I haven't made the other people do it at the beginning. Now, Jim, you are restrained.
Jim cries.
Get him, Fancy.
Fancy, Fancy.
Before you think about what you're going to do real quick, Jeffrey, while I do this.
Yeah.
Alan, roll me a d20.
It's a natural 20.
Are you being real? That was a save when you attacked Brackle. It would have given him a chance to make a save. He just rolled a natural 20.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
So, nice. And we'll say that he's been struggling.
Uh-oh.
Since this happened. And Vance, as it's your turn, and you scan the room looking for the woman, you see the black inkiness on Brackle, like, recede down past his jaw, and it's like black teeth, like fangs wrapped around his face. And you have a moment to speak.
Guys, stop me before I do something I don't want to do. It's not me.
That's sad.
No worries. I will kill you.
And it starts pulling back toward your face. And now you can see, like, part of his face still, because of that natural 20. So it's not completely taken back over him. And any attacks that Brackle takes on the next turn will have disadvantage. Now, Vance, what would you like to do?
Attacks that Brackle takes will have disadvantage?
Yeah, against you all.
Oh, I got you.
What would you like to do, Vance? It is your turn.
Well.
Well, it's a deep subject.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
What are you really going to do?
I'm going to...
Really.
Cast Hex.
Hex.
On.
On.
Brackle.
On Brackle.
Brackle. Okay. Yeah.
Brackle.
He has disadvantage on, let's say, dexterity.
Okay.
And I'm going to run over to him.
Good move.
Okay.
Over here.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to start slashing.
So I started blasting.
So anyway, I started slashing.
So right now you are not in the black ink, by the way. Over here, you're close enough to blaze.
Nice.
Go ahead and roll.
And I'm going to use that Hellborn Phoenix.
All right.
Wow. That was going to be a 19.
Oh.
Except it wasn't. It was right next to a 19 on the dice.
Is it a 1?
It's a natural 1.
So I'm going to use inspiration.
Good call.
Okay, let's try that again.
Try it again.
That is a dirty 20.
Oh, that's good. There Blaze, go. I want you to have inspiration.
Yeah, girl. Why did I get inspiration?
For the role play. I was going to give it to you earlier. You made a comment earlier about, I can't remember what it was, but I was like, I should give you inspiration for that. But then after yelling out to Brackle, don't worry, I'll kill you. It'll be fine. I'm going to give you inspiration. We're playing
16 with the Hellborn Phoenix.
Damage?
Sword. Yes.
To Brackle. That's not counting the necrotic damage, right?
Yeah, not correct.
Roll that.
That's one more. 17.
All right. You gash him. And when you do, that sword, it parts through. Actually, when you're swiping toward him, it's like that black inkiness parts, and you actually cut flesh underneath.
Oh, snap.
Oh, man.
And both Brackle and the beast yell out together.
Oh.
You gonna attack again?
Sure. Why not?
Okay.
Sure. Why not?
That's a 18.
That is a hit. Brackle's a 17. And that's with a shield, actually. It's probably just a 15 right now.
That's 14.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Hey, buddy.
Oh, boy.
Plus 5 is 19.
Oh. Okay. Actually... Again, the black inkiness spreads, and it cuts through. And this time, it runs maybe a little deeper than you thought. And Brackle slumps to the ground.
Oh, my.
Oh.
And the little black inky stuff on him, the little feelers are just kind of like bubbling and going crazy over him. And it peels back from his face.
Mm. Burn it with fire.
Like, gets off of him?
It's not off of him, but it's like... Feel back, yeah.
It's like, uh-oh.
It's like, oh no, something's not right here. My boy is down. My boy is down.
Sorry, are you saying he hit 0 hit points?
He did.
Start rolling them death saving throws.
Is that the end of your turn, Jeffrey, or you got something else?
That's all I got for this turn. That's all I can do.
Okay. Linnaeus Darkstorm. Jeffrey.
Oh, it's me.
It's you, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
It's me.
What's Linnaeus doing? Is he on the ground? He's restrained?
He was restrained, yes.
Yeah, I don't think he got cut loose, so...
No, he was restrained unless the one guy's... Unless Blaze's thingamajigger.
I don't think it did.
You don't think it did?
So, I don't think it loosed him.
So, I need a string save?
Yeah, go ahead and make me a string saving throw.
20.
Look, boy. Burr. Cut you loose.
Linnaeus is going to move. Did I have to use 15 in my movement already?
Yeah, yeah. Use 15 stand up. That will put you in the light.
Oh, nice.
You're in the light.
And then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
I'm going to cast Storm Sphere.
Okay.
On that lady back there.
The lady.
Right around her.
All right. Go ahead. Okay, here we go. She's going to make a strength saving throw. 16 total.
Oh.
It's 19. That's it. She fails.
Sick.
So... she takes the full damage.
8.
8 damage.
And it is difficult terrain.
Okay.
It says, until the spell ends, you can use a bonus action on each of your turns to cause a bolt of lightning to leap from the center of the sphere toward one creature you choose within yada yada.
Yep. So you can do that now. Make a ranged spell attack.
Nice. You have an advantage on the attack roll if the target is in the sphere.
Okay.
So I do.
You do.
20 fall.
24 is a hit.
That's 14.
Okay, 14 damage.
And is any enemy within 10 feet of me? No?
No.
No. Okay.
No.
Then we're good.
You're going to let me kill her now.
End of your turn. Next, the soldiers at the back of the room who've just been chilling, man. They're all going to march forward. They're coming for you. And wouldn't you know it, the difficult terrain doesn't seem to be affecting them at all.
Nice.
I'm not surprised.
All right, so they're up here closer now. Now, obviously, they're not within sword range of any of you guys. They are going to shoot you with crossbows is what they're going to do.
Mm.
So, Kellen, first one's coming at you. That's like a 24 to hit.
Mm.
That does not hit me.
That's a lie. Here it comes. You take 6 piercing damage. The next one's coming at Christopher. That is a 13 to hit.
So even though that's not going to hit, can I still use shield to get my temporary hit points up?
You can use shield, yeah. You can cast it as a reaction. So you do that?
Cool. I'm going to do that, yeah.
Okay. Next one's coming at Jimalil.
Do it.
No.
That's a 10 total.
10 damage?
No, 10 to a hit, Alan, to attack.
Oh no, that fails.
Yeah, that's a miss.
I've got 13. I have 13.
Oh my
armor
gosh!
Points.
It rolls.
Oh,
he gosh. This other one rolled a nat 20 on guy.
Oh my gosh!
It's okay. It's a weak attack. It's not
He's
a strong
dead again.
Attack. But let's see. What we got. Oh, he rolled pretty high. So that's what was it? 14 damage, I think. Wouldn't it be crazy if Guy died again like this?
Paul, come on, Paul. Same fight.
Ooh.
Oh, man. God, it's not a lot of hit points.
Why are you mean to our boy?
Guy did not like getting shot in the back with a crossbow. I don't know if y'all knew that.
Poor guy.
Poor guy. Christopher, it is your turn.
It's you, Quiz.
Okay, I'm going to cast a 5th level fireball at the lady.
You ain't got the guts.
Okay.
Boy, I need a dex save.
She got a 21.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
She's cheating, bro. The lady standing still is somehow dodging my fireball. Makes sense.
I got her.
It's not that. It's not that she's going to dodge it, even though it's a dexterity saving throw. No. You're casting fireball?
Yeah.
So it means she's going to take half damage. It's not that she moves. It's that the shadow comes up and guards her. But she's going to take half the damage, so go ahead and roll it.
34, so 17.
17 damage.
Burn her alive.
All right. Now what?
I don't think I have anything else I can do.
Let me kill her.
All right, I'm going to drink one of my low-level healing potions.
Okay.
And then I'm going to let Blaze kill her.
Okay.
Waited 90 minutes to miss.
All right, that is the end of the first round.
Oh, man.
And as we roll back to the top, a couple of things are going to happen.
Oh, no.
First of all, the black inky covering this, the substance that's covering Brackle is going to lash out in both directions towards Sir Vance and Blaze.
I dodge it.
I need both of you to make me dexterity saving throws.
Oh my gosh. I'm burning my inspiration.
Oh no. That is a failure, Vance.
Wow.
It's another failure, Blaze. Gosh, you guys are...
It's better than a nat 1.
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Is that what you rolled?
Yeah, you rolled a natural 1. You're both going to take 10 necrotic damage as tentacles shoot out from him and stab into you, but they don't let go. They have a hold of you. And they're pulling you toward him just a little bit. You're not actually being pulled in, but you're like, it's like a taut wire. And it lifts his unconscious body up from the ground. Give me a d20, Alan.
You want it through the camera, or do you want me to just smell it to you?
You can just tell me. What is it?
Smell it.
Oh, you want me to roll one?
Alan,
you know,
please.
I thought you were out.
Please.
17.
Please.
17.
17. That is a successful death saving throw.
Oh, no. Nope.
Oh, my gosh, Paul.
Why are you mean to Brackle?
I love you, Alan.
This is really bad. No, like, don't. I don't even know how to approach that situation.
Don't worry. It's about to get worse. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Nice.
Jim-a-leel.
Yeah.
I need a charisma saving throw.
I can do my flash of genius.
Oh, dadgum. He's got a +9 on charisma saving throw.
That's his jam.
So it's 14.
I can give him flash of genius.
I rolled a 5, and I thought, surely.
Would three help?
I'm not going to say it wouldn't help, but it wouldn't give him a success.
Oh, my gosh.
Why do you hate me?
Oh, gosh.
Lois, the woman, her head turns very slowly towards you, Jim. And she opens her mouth, and no one hears anything, but, Jim, you hear a sound in the back of your mind. It almost threatens to send you mad. You know what I mean?
Sounds like a Wednesday.
And she says, Welp. The dead goddess. Be gone. And you're banished.
What?
Jim's gone. So I can't come back to Benthaven?
You were banished to another plane of existence.
Which one?
Oh my gosh.
What are we
gosh.
Battling? What is this crap?
This plane?
A gate opens up in the inky stuff beneath you and you just fall through it. You're gone.
Burgers.
Does anybody got counterspell?
Can I use a reaction?
To do what?
Cast counterspell.
Yeah, what is that? Third level, it's automatic. Beyond that, you have to roll? Is this Servant?
It's whatever level you cast. If it is casting a spell of 4th level or higher, make an ability check using your spell casting ability. The DC equals 10 plus the spell's level.
So roll me a the check. Let's see what happens.
So 19.
A 19? Well, that's high enough.
Hey, boy.
You see a portal open up underneath Jim's feet, and you cast it, and you cancel the portal, and Jim does not fall through.
Yeah,
You only needed a 14.
Get it.
Well done. Well done. Have advantage. Have inspiration.
Thanks, Vince.
If you don't have it.
I was like, I don't
think
have
you've
it.
Already got it.
Nice. Well done.
I forgot that I took that spell.
Well done. Because Jim was gonzo.
Yeah.
Okay.
And like they stay Blaze. Gone for a while.
It is time.
Servant says, you can't have him.
If you want him, come and claim him.
That gave me chills. You can't have him.
Go ahead. I love it. You can't have him. I'd give you inspiration, but you've already got it. Blaze.
All right. So do I do a strength save to get loose of that crap?
Give me a strength save right now. But you have advantage because of your light. That's a 15. That's 21.
21,
so
boy.
You tear it off or whatever, however you want to get loose from it.
Slice it off.
Brackle. Might be a death saving throw.
I didn't hit him.
What are you talking about?
14.
That's a success.
Hey, boy.
Rackle's doing some work.
Blaze is going to take a step, like you see here on the map, in between-ish, not directly in between, but beside both of them. And I'm going to attack Lois as hard as I can.
Let's see it, boy.
19.
Hey.
That is a hit, baby.
Nice.
That's a hit.
Nice.
11 on that first attack.
11 on that damage, and then give me that other. You get extra damage from the light. How much? What is it? 2d8 radiant.
I believe so.
2d6.
Nine.
Nine. Oh man, you just
the power of Prevalian, have you?
So you slash her or stab her?
He's gonna stab her.
Okay, you stab her. The great sword pierces into her chest, and she. Throws her arms back like that, and the ink is like pouring onto it, but it can't touch it. It's like it's just burning away as it touches it. Her spine cracks, and she looks back up towards you again. As a reaction, she is going to, she's going to hit you with something here.
Bring it.
Make me a dexterity saving throw.
Yikes.
Is this by any chance a physical attack
no,
in
it's,
any way?
Well, I mean, it's magic.
Really sucks tonight. He rolled an 8.
He got a +2.
25 necrotic damage.
Dang!
All these little needles shoot out of her and pierce into your body.
Yeah, I want to parry as much of that as possible.
Parry?
Count my dice here for the parry. And I believe it is a d10 less +3.
You bat out of those?
I got 2 more. 7 total.
Okay. So you take 18 necrotic damage instead. It's your turn. What do you do?
I'm still going.
Okay.
That one's not going to hit. That's a 9 total. Mm. Can I go for my third one?
Dude.
9 is a miss. Roll for the third one.
15.
That is not enough.
Oof.
Action surge.
Oh, my gosh. Action surge.
Yeah, boy.
Go ahead.
I attack her again.
Yep. You're going to get 3 more with that.
Oh, wow.
17.
Hit.
Yeah.
Hit. 11 plus 2 more. 8. That's 19.
Okay, so tell me, how does it look?
Oh, yeah, boy. He stabs her. All that needles come flying off. He, like, pulls a sword out and blocks a bunch of them. And just one-handed, turning around so that he's, like, facing away from her, just takes her head.
Hey,
oh, snap.
Hey, let's go.
Hero pose.
You lop her head off, and it flops and rolls.
I thought you would be more powerful than this.
It lands behind her in the inky stuff, and she slumps down onto her knees, and then the inky stuff picks it back up and crawls it back towards her head.
No.
No, it does not.
Like little tendrils just like crawling out from the stump head up her body back onto her neck.
Oh my God.
And then it starts coming out of her nose, her mouth, her eyes, her ears. And she lets out an otherworldly shriek. But then you guys hear something else.
I don't think I can hear
kind
much
of like
else.
A booming sound. It sounds like far off. Like a boom.
Oh, no.
Then you hear another boom, just a little bit louder boom. Then there's another booming sound, And the shriek cuts off as the whole ceiling behind her just crashes in as something very large barrels down through it. Just a crashing, booming explosion. Debris goes flying everywhere. I need all of you to make a dexterity saving throw. Everybody.
Stop doing that. Woo, got 10 total.
It's a 17.
So I would get a 15.
So who beat a 14?
Jam did.
Oh, me.
If you beat a 14, you take no damage.
Awesome.
Woo.
Yes.
If you got under a 14, you take 4 bludgeoning damage.
Oof.
Guy got under 14, so he takes the 4 bludgeoning damage. Doing kind of rough, I'll just tell you.
Man,
he's bloodied.
I got an 18.
But, you know, you guys sort of get hit with flecks of this and stuff, and there's dust, but swirling down through all this mess, there is a flash of a bright green. And the long neck of a very serpentine dragon comes into view.
Oh my gosh. What?
I'm so excited.
And then with more thudding booms, this dragon leaps and, like, cutting through the air, very serpentine, launches itself into the big shadowy dragon.
Oh my god.
And Venrea the Sly takes up the battle against the shadow dragon. And they just slam into the back wall.
Hey,
part of the wall is torn out, and they're just lashing at each other and clawing. And the room becomes very loud. 3 of those soldiers that are back there just get barreled into in the midst of this, unfortunately. Poor guys. One of them gets knocked over and is sliding over onto the wall near where you, Kellen, and Chris are. And, I mean, it's just, all of a sudden, it's just utter pandemonium and just this great, really kind of epic and definitely frightening battle between these two dragons ripping and tearing at one another. And as you are all kind of regaining yourself and looking and everything's going crazy, suddenly everything kind of like slows down. Like a...
Oh, my gosh.
None of you can move.
What?
The dragons aren't moving. They're suspended.
Oh, no.
But there is an electric crackling in the air. And stepping out of nowhere into the air is a tall figure wearing purple and black robes. His hands are down at his sides, clenched in a fist, and he is walking toward the dragons. The shade steps down out from the air above you all, approaching these two draconic beasts frozen in combat, and the closer he gets, the darker the ballroom grows.
Oh, no.
Vinrea's great green eyes fall on him.
Yeah, boy.
You all look on frozen as he reaches right up next to her face, and he seems to grow inches from her eyeball. And that eye grows wide with fear as he places a long-fingered hand on her brow. And a whimper escapes her as those fingers dig deep into the iris of her eye.
Oh, my what? Gosh.
Oh.
He grows a long-limbed figure in the darkness. And you all hear him say, I remember everything.
Oh, no! Yes, no!
She roars, stretching and lunging as everything slowly starts to break free from the power again. She is loose completely from it. She lunges toward him, claws and teeth, and you feel all your limbs move again, but in the same instant, he turns, yanking her forward on foot, and like a passing shadow, he is gone. And Venrea with him.
What?